Hello and welcome to the Hawk Week podcast. I'm Hawk Week editor Matt Appleby, and today I'm with Stefano Sogni of Zalari and Kyle Ross from Wyvale Nurseries. And they're both winners of the Ambassador Award at previous Four Oaks trade shows. Now, Four Oaks Trade Show is the UK's leading international exhibition for the whole of commercial horticulture. From production to point of sale, the breadth of exhibits on display is the show's strength, attracting a broad visitor base. The event takes place on a 23-acre nursery in Cheshire, close to the Jodrell Bank Radio Telescope. And it covers an area of 13,000 square metres under glass with additional outdoor areas. Now, the 52nd show takes place this September the 3rd and 4th, and organisers are urging potential exhibitors to contact them about space ASAP, because they expect it to sell out. So welcome, Kyle, and welcome, Stefano.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thank you.
Excellent. Great to have you on the Hawk Week podcast. Now, I'm going to ask Stefano first. What was your first time participating at Four Oaks Trade Show?
The first time was 2003. And we've been coming continuously, with the exception of 2 years, you know, for the given reason that we know about, 20 and 21.
That makes sense. Well, that's a pretty long stint. And what about you, Kyle?
So Wyvale Nurseries have had a bit of a presence at Four Oaks. I think we first exhibited maybe 10 to 12 years ago. Had a short break, as Stefano mentioned. But I myself have been coming to Four Oaks from as long as I've started my career, which is about 8 years in horticulture now.
Crikey, so lifelong, excellent, superb, or career long anyway. Right, Stefano, why do you exhibit at Four Oaks?
Well, we started in 2003 when we were doing another show already, but we saw that show declining. We think now that Four Oaks is the only plant show that is worth doing for us. I mean, there is another plant show which would be maybe worth visiting or doing exhibiting at, but that will be in June, which for us is the wrong time of the year. It's the end of one season, and the new season hasn't started yet. So Four Oaks is really the right time for a plant show, and well, it's a big audience as well.
Excellent. Okay, and what about you, Kyle? Why do you exhibit there?
So we exhibit at quite a few different shows across the UK throughout the year, and each one has its own particular purpose. For us, Four Oaks is a fantastic meeting point up north slightly, and we see a lot of our amenity customers, such as landscapers and big parks and everything like that. A lot of suppliers there too. So from a plant point of view, really good to see new products in the awards and meet up with suppliers and customers.
Firstly, as an overseas nursery, Stefano, what's it entail exhibiting there at Four Oaks?
Well, till 3-4 years ago, I must admit it was easier. Now, after Brexit, clearly, the complication is the extra bureaucracy, the due bureaucracy. I want to put it wrong. So papers and, you know, timing. I need to plan ahead any single detail of exporting, including materials. If I bring over any electronics, there is so many papers to do. And ideally, I try and manage to sell the plants every year before coming to the Four Oaks, at least the phytosanitary, everything, all the papers are in the name of one client. So that's the main complication, if you want. Now I have to see with the new BCP coming in place what that will mean, particularly in the way of timing.
No, indeed. What about you, Kyle? What does exhibiting entail for you?
So it's a tiny bit easier for us than it is for Stefano, obviously being an overseas representative. We try to get quite a large stand, and it's a great opportunity for us to get, well, all of our sales team are there, you know, on the stand. They get to talk to customers, they get out of the office, which is great. And then we also bring a load of staff from the nursery who, you know, maybe starting their career in horticulture or have not been out the nursery for many years. And it's a good chance for them to see what's going on in the industry and how many, you know, players there are in the industry.
And you, Stefano, what are your top tips for getting the most out of the investment in the show?
Well, I wouldn't say there is one specific recipe. It goes really with the company attitude, So what works for us, because we are very much social and contact oriented, we make it a meeting point for people. A lot of people actually book in advance their visit on stand to spend time with us. So we have an agenda, a calendar with people booked already to come. So basically our recipe is Forox is a fantastic contact point.
Have you got any best moments, funny moments from the show?
Well, yeah, I can think of one notable one was when I was the recipient of the Ambassador to Horticulture Award, which it's, if I'm remembering correctly, it didn't exist. So I was nominated for one award in the large business category. And, you know, that went by and I was like, OK, cool, that's fine. I was sat there with a lot of my YPHA colleagues and a few of my colleagues. And then somebody started speaking about tasks and accomplishments. I was like, oh, well, that sounds a bit like me. And then, yes, when it dawned on me that it was me, all the color kind of drained from my face. and it was a very, really good honor. But one that kind of sticks in my mind as a funny one, so to speak, was when you ambushed me at the end of the last show that I had to present Stefano with his award, and I was not prepared and I was shaking. So yeah, well, congratulations again, Stefano.
No, you were very, very good, Carl.
And I remember, if I can add to that,
yeah,
it's probably the best moment in my 19 years, 18 years at Forox. I was really pleased. It's a great privilege to be awarded such an award like the Ambassador for the Culture. And like Kyle, well, he didn't expect to present anybody with, you know, an award. I didn't expect to get it. I got to the show because I was told by the organizer, come, better come. And I thought it was for the company because we were shortlisted. When you started to list the things that the winner did, like wrote two books, did 127 articles, I was sitting next to the managing director of my company, Andrea Zellari, and I said, hey, he's talking to me. I couldn't believe it. It's only actually when someone lists what you did in your life that you realize what you did. So that was quite a shock. And after that, all the compliments or congratulations from also any single Italian supplier, you know, grower, nursery, which was there, they were congratulated. That shows that we in the trade are a big family.
No, well, two well-deserved awards. And I remember, Kyle, as well, you got a famous footballer you bumped into at the show one year.
Oh, yes. Jordan Henderson, Liverpool captain, which coincidentally is my team. That was quite a surprise. A nice one.
Excellent. Well, it's the place to meet the stars. Okay. Have you got any recommendations, Stefano, about logistics, marketing, restaurant accommodation, you know, how to get there, best places to go when you get there?
Well, Cheshire is a great place altogether. I haven't got time for tourism, you know, so I wouldn't be able to tell you what to do apart from the show, but we love to stay, for instance, in Alderley Edge area with a lot of hotels, lovely people, a lot of facilities, a lot of restaurants, and there the quality of the pub is fantastic. I want to exploit the legend that the English food is not good. The English food is good. It's not good if you expect to get your food in England. Like an old Latin author, Seneca, used to say, if you travel and you don't leave yourself home, pointless to travel. So anywhere I've been is great. The pub there, you know, the food is good. And you've got a lot of ethnic food, which is good as well. So we normally do a little bit of pub, a little bit of ethnic, you know, Lebanese or Indian or whatever. And it's all very, very, very good.
No, well, I know you're a big fan of British food, but maybe not
and
such
beers,
a big fan.
And beers.
Excellent. And what about you, Kyle? The same question. What, have you got any recommendations?
Well, I'm quite a simple guy. I'm normally in the Premier Inn about 20 minutes drive away, but it's got a nice restaurant joined to it. And I'm normally linking up with a lot of my young people in Horticulture Association colleagues because they all exhibit there. And I do spend a lot of time on the YPHA stand talking to potential visitors. But, you know, a Premier Inn does us just fine. I'll need to get some restaurant recommendations from you, Stefano, then.
Yeah, we'll go out together next year. One night we'll go out together, definitely.
That sounds great.
What about on your stand this year? Is there anything new or exciting?
So I think we've got a bit of a bigger stand this year, which will be exciting. So I get to showcase more of my new products, some things I've been working on for quite a few years now that I can't talk about just yet, but potentially quite exciting new introductions. And I shall also be on the YPHA stand, where we are talking about our launch success challenge, which you can find all about it on the website, the YPHA website. But yeah, new and exciting plants and new and exciting future products.
Excellent. Thanks, Kyle. And Stefano?
Nothing really that new, because variety-wise, you know, like Kyle probably would have, because we grow specimen plants and it takes age before a new variety becomes established. But we will carry on. We want to carry on with the trend that we are a very much contact-oriented company. What we have done in the past and we want to do again this year is bring Zelari to people. I mean, Forox is a fantastic showcase window for us. So we would take the best selection of our plants to the show, have a show area, meet the people there. For the people that cannot come and visit us, we can take the orders there. And because of that, there are still probably too early to disclose it, and undisclose it, but we want to do something similar to what we did this year, make the stand a meeting point, 1 hour a day for something social to do together.
So Stefano, just moving on to other matters, what's the market like for you at the moment?
Well, the market is very flamboyant at the moment. You know, we're very, very busy. We had an expectation for the first quarter and we're going to break it largely. I don't know. It's probably a mix of a few things. People, you know, the weather is not probably that brilliant, but the business is there. So people need plants. And we are working at the moment on the basis of 7 to 9 lorries a week. And it's been like this for the last 4 weeks, I would say. And we got 3 weeks like that before Easter. That probably is part of it as well. With Easter being so early, this is almost the earliest it could be. So people are trying to stock up ready for Easter, you know, particularly the garden center. So at the moment, the only thing is there is a little bit of concern about the new ECPs and the consequence of that after May. We will need to see that, the way that we want to carry it. But there is a little bit of concern on that, which might even bring us to lead us to a very, very busy, crazy busy April. And maybe I can have a couple of weeks of holiday, the first weeks in May, and see what happens.
Yeah. Could well happen. What about you, Kyle? How's things at the moment?
Yeah, it's been a bit up and down. The winter in the UK has been awful. It's been wet. Which has made lifting bare root stock a bit of a challenge. And I know it's not just us, it's all across the country where they've had these issues. But on the other hand, the garden center market in the UK sort of about 2 weeks ago just exploded. So we have been rushed off our feet trying to get the early spring crops out. And even things like ferns, which we don't typically sell in February and March too much, we're getting asked for them. And so we've been hacking away at them, getting them all ready, getting them all presentable, and then, just shipping out as much stuff as we can. So, looking forward to a good season and hopefully some warmer, sunnier weather as well. That'd be good.
Just coming towards the end, is there anything else that Stefano or Kyle you want to add to our Four Oaks special podcast?
Just to say, the whole Four Oaks team are really accommodating and, yourself as Hawk Week, you're there all the time. It's just a great place to see everyone you need to see in the industry, you know, speak to the press, speak to your suppliers and your customers. But from a sort of almost educational point of view, it's a great show to take my younger members of staff. We've got a lot of apprentices coming through and a lot of new joiners to horticulture. So this year, certainly, I should be taking several cars full of young staff members to come and see what horticulture is all about. But yeah, no, fantastic show and long may it continue.
Thanks, Kyle. And Stefano, last word to you.
to carry on from Kyle's observations, why don't we try to have like 1 hour or two motivational hours, having me and Kyle there, to have maybe a couple of hours the first day, the first morning, like 10 to 11, to have their college students, new members of companies, and try to motivate them. Because believe me, this is not an easy job. It's the dirtiest of the job you can have, right? You would wear a tie, as you see, me and Kyle. So, but there are people that would, still loves the business. So you got the past, history, me, and and the future, Kyle there, explaining what we do. We can actually do something for the trade, for the sector, for the horticulture. This is what happened to me in Italy. With, like I said, the title, the award that I won, I've been speaking to a few school, even in Florence University. They all wanted to know what brought me there. And I've been trying to share the passion. So normally I share the knowledge. In this case, we could do something different, share the passion, motivate people.
I'd be very happy to help.
No, that's brilliant. Okay, I love that idea. I will certainly try and take that one forward. So thanks very much to Stefano Sogni from Zalari and to Kyle Ross from Wyvale Nurseries. And I'm Matt Appleby, who is Hawk Week editor. And this has been a Four Oaks special podcast. And make sure you never miss a Horticulture Week podcast. Subscribe to or follow Horticulture Week podcasts via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or your preferred podcast platform. Once again, thanks to Stefano and to Kyle, and see you next time.